Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston.
I'm telling you could literally say anything, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
You got me laughing.
I make it up as I go, man. You got to, you know.
Keep it exciting.
Nick, how many episodes is this? Do you know? 612? I felt like we were more than that for some reason.
612 is plenty, or quite a bit, so.
612 episodes. We got to keep it fresh. So, anyways, that's what we do. I make it up on the fly. All right, so this episode, we're going to dive into something really interesting that, you know, kind of came to light a little bit ago. We were talking I was analyzing the large group models, right? I was picking up my daughter's at the tailor. She rides horses. And so like, she got to get these like custom expensive freaking custom suit jackets for the horses for when she's riding horses. And anyways, there was a burn boot camp in the same shopping center. It was packed. It was like freaking people coming and going. And every time I go there, I kind of just kind of keep an eye just looking, cause I got to walk by it when I park. I'm like, what's going on in here? It's just a room with a bunch of people in it. There's nothing cool or interesting about it, but there's people in there. Mm-hmm. And obviously they've been in business a while and, you know, they're a franchise too, I think. Yeah.
Burn.
And you know, you go and you see that, and then you go to like your big box gym and you look in the group X room and there's like all these little heads in there and they're bouncing up and down and having a good old time. And it's like, well, obviously the consumer is attracted to that, right? And we were talking like, well, isn't that kind of go against what we're saying when we're talking about semi-private versus large group class-based gyms and semi-private as being the way? No, it doesn't, because those gyms still don't make any money. Like, like they may have a ton of people and they lose people and they get more people in, but it's because of the price point.
Big time.
It has everything to do with the price point. For $150 on average, that's mm-hmm. what those, I mean, I can go in and next time I'm over there, I'll see what they actually are. But I know for a fact, you're looking anywhere from like even as low as 99 to maybe on the high end, mid to 200s. But like for...
Per month.
The sake of this argument, yeah, per month, we're going to live right around 150. Sure. $150. Like that's the average, 179, 150. And everybody listens probably not in their head. Yeah. Large group training, class-based models. $150 is, you know, the average or maybe a little low, but call it 175. Like, big deal. It's all the same. And it's interesting because we look at those models and you see the people that are going to those models that also might be going to another class-based model and maybe does a yoga class and then does the large group stuff over at the big box gym. And they're very, call it class pass oriented style people. And they're very transactional in nature. They may go to your gym for some stuff and they'll go to another two gyms for two other things. And now they've maybe got three memberships.
And the things that they're going to the other gym for is in alignment and very, it's almost the same service, just mm-hmm. a different, you know. Different exposure, different, yeah, exactly. But it's not like, it's within the same large group class-based program. You know what I mean? It's just a different right. solution, different place for it.
Yep. So you've got these clients that are kind of bouncing around, very transactional, and then you look at the retention rates of that style of gym, and it's very low retention. And by low, like they're sub 90%. They're like 88 to, that's 12% attrition, maybe on a good month or 8% attrition. And we know these numbers for a lot of places, but there's a State of the Union floating around. There's, the Orange Theory corporate, they've published some of this stuff. And you see these gyms only retaining clients for like 3 to 6 or 8 months, and they're off to the next one because there's no like buy-in to what you do because it's, and go get that anywhere.
Yeah.
So again, you're competing a lot on price. You're competing on just convenience for that, you know, your time and what you're doing over there versus say over here where in semi-private land, you got clients that are, I mean, for a decade, they're here for 15, 18 years. And, you know, the average is 36 months. It's just a different type of person. So now the question becomes, well, the client at a large group training, semi-private training gym paying $300-$500 a month, most likely doesn't have another two memberships that they're stacking on at class-based places.
Yeah, exactly. It's a more kind of all-inclusive program as opposed to the idea that walking into one of my, group class based options, I'm going to get hot and sweaty today, and I checked that box, right?
Burning some calories today.
That's the goal of today. But those programs and most of those facilities, I mean, they're not even a program. You know what I mean? It is literally today's workout, and that's the end of it.
That's the end of the thought process.
Exactly.
We're going to do this. It sounds like fun, and everybody's going to be doing you know, burpees, high knees, some partner work, maybe a little tug of war at the end of the day. And, you know, it's fun, but there is no methodology after the fact that it's just caloric burn.
Correct.
Now you go over to semi-private where you got programming and periodization and we're tracking weights and loads and everything else and reps and sets and tempo and all the stuff over here. But on top of that, like you're also the hub for all things fitness and wellness. What do I mean by that? Like your clients are coming to you, the coach, for information on nutrition, supplements, sleep, hydration, stretch, recovery, you know, all those things.
Hormone treatments.
Yeah, good point. And you're kind of like the source.
You're the local resident expert. Yeah.
And there's something to be said about that. I'm not certain that's happening at the boot camp place. I don't know that to be true because I don't own one, but I'm just thinking like the conversations that we're having here are a lot deeper into the wellness, like holistic approach around this client's well-being. You know, we do refer doctors, we do blood work. All of that stuff is happening over at this model where I literally think you go in, you high five the coach, you do the workout, and you leave at the big box or at the class based place. And it's just, look, is either right or wrong? I think the answer is yes for a business. The right business is to keep your clients longer. Like that's the whole goal. Why is it that so many gyms are always looking for new clients? It's because you're losing so many clients. Like I think the ultimate goal here is to like, what can we do to keep our clients longer?
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it's weird because I would say the lower the price is, the longer you keep your clients after a certain point. I think there's a line in the sand that if you're like $10, you'll never lose a client because it's $10. But if you're like right over here at $150 to $200 and you've got three or four of those memberships, yeah, you're going to peel. It's easy to peel one of those off.
Sure.
And not really lose anything because you're just going in for a workout. Whereas it's a little bit harder on the semi-private model to lose your complete hub of all things wellness over here. It is more expensive, but there's value in price, right? Like they wouldn't be spending that kind of money if they didn't find value in it.
Yeah.
So the retention is typically higher on a higher price point as well as a super low end price point. It's just that no man's land of in the middle. Again, this is not me. I don't have the data to show. I do have the data on the retention for the large group training, and I do have data around semi-private. And I'm assuming the data at the $9 model is pretty high too, because it's so cheap. Like what's the point of canceling it? I really feel like it's that no man's land in the middle that people leave because it's just like a little bit too expensive, but not cheap enough to just not cancel.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Even from the commitment, right? I mean, the class-based side of things is like, you know, it's individual workouts is essentially what they're selling. They might try to get you to, you might try to sell it as a 3-month, 6-month annual contract, but it's not a program that's got legs. You like, you know, fast forward 8 months down that contract, you're doing the same things that you did in the day one, right? There's no change to everything. It's hot, sweaty bodies in the room. It's a caloric burn. It's very transactional in the perceived value of what the marketplace knows. And when, you know, compare that to selling a program, not, we don't sell workouts. We don't sell session times. We're selling a program in the semi-private model that clients understand there's progression from this point forward. You will see results and continue to change the, you know, it's like a moving target, right? Or moving goalpost. Like when we hit that result, let's realign, let's set up the next goal, and we'll continue, we can always continually progress you down a path and continue to get you some measurable results over time because of the strength component and the program methodology. It's so much deeper than the ability that you have with large group to, you know, burn more calories tomorrow.
Okay, here's an interesting thought. Then I'm just thinking about this out loud right here for a second because I know this happens because it happened here when we did it. There's a client, there's a style of client that does large group training that if you do the same workout twice, they're furious.
Sure.
They're pissed off. We just did this workout. Your job is to make this new and exciting. And actually, I think there's a client we're working with has clients that bust his chops about like doing the same workout twice. So it's like, you always got to make shit up. Throw things out there, and let's take this back to like the science for a second.
Your belief, and yeah.
Who here listening to this podcast works out? Raise your hand. Me. Okay. When was the last time you did the same workout 2 weeks in a row?
Every time I work
every
out.
Every fucking time.
Yeah.
Okay. You do the same exercises. You may go up a little weight. You may do this. So the difference here is twofold. Number one, on a strength-based program where you're doing, let's just call it bench press, you're going to do bench press every freaking week or horizontal press of some kind. But the way you make it different is you add weight.
Yep.
Step into large group for a second. There is no barbell. You can't add weight. You can't make it different with the same exercise. Therefore, you have to make it all different or else the client... It's like we just did this. What am I paying for? And I know that happens because mm-hmm. It happened here when we would like recycle workouts. And you know what I'm talking about. You're nodding your head, listening to this in the car. You're like, man, that's right. When we recycled that one workout, you know, Betsy was really pissed because we just did this one. But you yourself, your own belief, you gym owner, you personal trainer, you fitness coach guy and girl, you do the same exercises week in, week out, year after year after year. Guys, I was doing, you know, deadlifts and push press and bench press when I was 13 years old, and I have never stopped. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Exactly. I mean, and that goes into the programming and the design and the intention around it, right?
But God forbid you do the same workout in a large group training class-based model.
Now you're the devil.
You're going to hear about it. And so like there's an education gap around what clients believe is effective and what is effective. And in order for you to fix that, it's really comes down to unique mechanism and education around how you train. Because if you don't ever tell them the reason why you're doing the same thing twice, they're going to think you're just being lazy.
Lazy, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting. I mean, and problematic. Because if you don't, you know, we can't hold our clients responsible for the education that we haven't provided ourselves, yeah, right? And yeah. So if we're not talking about it, it really doesn't exist in your gym, right? Well, I mean, I know where that conversation, we had that conversation when we brought in clear understanding of the program here from a client that's been with us for since your grand opening.
I know.
You know what I mean? And obviously, I mean, results, and she loves it, but she didn't understand why that was the same workout that she had done recently, right? Instead of it being, if you're not speaking about it, it's left for ignorance instead of intention. And that's the goal, is like we have the intention of why we're doing it this way. If you're not communicating that to your clientele, they're going to take it as ignorance, right? Yeah. And it's just, oh, I didn't realize that we just did that, put it back. No, we have the program's the program, right? And it's designed intentionally to get that a result, and that's why it's in there.
Sure.
And obviously we had to articulate that and bring that to our clients' level of awareness and educate them on it.
It's interesting. I mean, we don't think through a lot of this stuff, but like there's clues out there that will tell you like there's a reason they're thinking this way. And so like the line in the sand between a strength-based barbell like plates on the bar workout versus a bodyweight style metabolic conditioning, like true exercise based, I guess call it an exercise, like there's just moving around exercises. The only way you can make it different is by changing the entire thing.
Yeah.
Whereas a strength base is just adding weight, changing the reps, maybe angle, your tempo, you know, things to kind of pull the levers. But anyways, I thought that was interesting. So like at the end of the day, you want to keep your clients longer. You semi-private is obvious, that the numbers and the data don't lie there. And the type of person you're going to attract is a totally different person than the transactional bounce around to two or three different class-based models just to get the workout, because that's what I feel like today. Class pass. Yep. I think anybody that's ever done class, I've never done it, but I've never heard anything good come out of a class pass-based gym that's looking for long-term members.
No, not one.
If you're in a touristy area, class pass is great because like you're just going to grab it, you know, it's a quick cash grab. You're not keeping those clients more than a weekend type of thing. And you just grab any straw you can. But like, if I'm thinking about the long-term success of any business, it's keeping your clients longer.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing you can do if somebody's moving in and out or they're just visiting the town for a weekend or whatever, a week. But like the models that we work with, the gym owners, that this is their career, their life, their business, their life, everything goes into it. You got to keep your clients longer. In order to do that, you got to get away from transactions and workouts and go towards programs and long-term, you know, being the hub of all things
fitness. And you can I think one thing to mention too is you can have the programming, you could do semi-private, and the structure of how you sell and articulate and do all that can also affect your retention too.
Sure.
If you're selling individual sessions and it's not a program for long term,
yeah,
you're literally doing the same, you're putting yourself in the same seat as that transactional.
And I just saw an Instagram account that followed me. It was so weird. Their name of their, I won't say it. Actually, never mind. I don't want to call them out. But like it was the opposite of what
the power that they have with semi-private.
Yeah,
yeah.
They threw it away by doing something else. Anyways, I don't want to call it. It was just interesting. We were just talking about like what is this? Is this like the opposite of what we're talking about?
All the benefit that you have by doing this, you just aren't doing any
it.
Of those.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyways, there's definitely a methodology around it. That's why we have our switch to semiprivate.com program. If you guys have interest in that, jump over that link, check it out. Love to help you guys. But that's it. Hopefully this helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.